From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. The Washington, D.C.-based band Fugazi was one of the most influential punk acts in American rock history. If you were following the scene in the late 1980s and into the 90s, you were listening to Fugazi. Fugazi was courted by the big record labels, but rejected them all. And even without a major label, their 1990 album Repeater sold over a million copies in the U.S. alone. The band's four members insisted that their shows be open to all ages and that the price of admission stay low, usually $5. In short, Fugazi never sold out. When we have the best left to give, there'll be no reason for us to live. For almost a decade, Fugazi's been on hiatus. But today, the band is releasing a trove of recordings on its website. It turns out, between 1987 and 2002, Fugazi recorded almost all of its concerts, and more than 800 will be available for download. Ian MacKay is the frontman for Fugazi and the head of Discord Records. He came into our studios to talk about the project and to explain why the band recorded so many shows.
You know, we started playing in 1987, and we had no records out at all. And our friend Joey Picuri, who was a fellow that helped do sound for bands, he recorded the shows, and he just gave us tapes of our first show, and he gave us a tape of our second show. And it was just nice to be able to hear the songs sort of realized in that setting. You're like, okay, these are songs now. Then Joey started to travel with us as a sound man, and he just started recording the shows just out of habit. We didn't really plan on recording all those shows, but after we had 50 or 75 or 100, it just sort of seemed like, well, we might as well just keep doing it. And we ended up with 850.
Did you ever imagine that you would release them one day?
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Our plan, at some point we were around the 300 mark, and the band discussed the tapes, and we were thinking, like, how come we don't need these tapes? We actually didn't even listen to these tapes. I mean, the first shows, sure, we listened to those things.
Right.
But when you're on tour and you play, say, 60 shows in 63 days, pretty much the last thing you want to hear is a recording of those shows.
Yeah.
It's unbearable, you know. So we just kept stashing them in the closet. But we also felt like, why are they here? What can we do with them?
This is truly an oral history of Fugazi, including one of the first times you ever played one of your best-known songs live. The song is called Waiting Room. Let's take a listen. I am a patient boy. One of the things that you guys were known for was stopping shows if the mosh pit became too violent. If people were, you know, if you felt like people were getting hurt, you would just stop playing until...
Yeah.
And that's also reflected on here. You hear many moments, actually, where you just stop playing.
Yeah.
And you just tell people to cut it out.
Yeah.
I love you. You love me. Stop hurting these people in the front. You, stop. You, I love you. Stop. Are we squared up, sir?
Well, I mean, one of the first, we have a comment section for each show, and one of the first comments we had was from a fellow who said, this show was significant because the first show I went to, and it was the night it broke my back. And I think if you're in a band and you are a point of gathering, and that point of gathering on some occasions has resulted in people being permanently injured, sometimes never walking again, it's pretty heavy. And people have, over the years, said, like, you're trying to control the audience. You guys tell us what to do. That's not the case. We're just good hosts. And if you're sitting at a dinner table with me and someone started to stab you with a butter knife, I would stop that too.
Do you hear, have you heard recordings that take you back to a moment that...
Definitely.
Like,
Like, there's a really great show from Munich, and I think early 90s, 93. And at that time, it was pretty typical for the audience to say things like, get on with it and play the music, just play. And and we were. I remember we had come back on stage for an encore, and somebody was lost or was I don't know, something had happened, and somebody needed help. So we were trying to say, hey, by the way, there's a woman back here. She's looking for her friends, and some guy was just yelling, "Get on with it! Just play! Just play! Just play!" And at that moment, I understood this sort of the dynamic, or you know, what was going on in this relationship, where he was like a consumer and wanted to consume. He wanted sound. So at that moment, we just all just turned on our guitars and just started feedback. And it was just a wall of feedback. It was a totally surreal moment. And when I hear that, I can smell that moment. It was so, it's so visceral to me. But it's one of my favorites because we go right into a song out of that.
Did you know when you started playing Glue Man on November 4th, 2002, that that would be the last time you'd perform as Fugazi?
No.
You had no idea?
No, and I still don't know that.
I mean, it's been, I should say, for almost a decade.
Well, we knew it was the last song on the tour, and that was kind of a tradition for us. We knew it was our last show of the tour. And if you check our tours on those shows, the last show, we almost always play Glue Man.
Why?
I spin it all. That's the lyric.
Does any part of this process and this experience make you think maybe it's time to perform again as a band?
Not specifically. I mean, people often say, do you miss, you know, playing with those guys? And sure, I miss that. But really, the truth is that what I really miss is the six-hour drive in the van with them. Could we always just, we just hung out. That's just, we did a lot of time together. And those moments, those are very difficult to come by at this moment. Whether or not we play again, I don't know. That's just the way that goes. In some ways, this has been such an incredible project, mostly because I've just been sitting on the stage for so long. And I think finally, here, like everybody else, have at it, because they weren't doing me any good sitting in the closet.
Ian MacKay, thank you.
Thanks.
That's Ian MacKay from the band Fugazi. The first 130 of their archived live shows are being released today. You can hear a Fugazi show and get a guide to the full archive at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.